20A.
Intonation patterns, the ups and downs of voice, are very important in any language. American English has its own rhythm. So let's practice a few common patterns to help you sound more natural. Listen to the following sentence.
We watched as the sky turned from a soft blue to swirling yellows and bright oranges, ending in a dusky gray.
In spite of the poetic language, you probably found it boring to listen to because it was spoken in a monotone. Now listen again to the same sentence.
We watched as the sky turned from a soft blue to swirling yellows and bright oranges, ending in a dusky gray.
Did you find that more interesting? That's because it was more melodic, with ups and downs, which is the usual pattern of English. English gets its rhythm from two main elements, thought grouping and pitch changes. Let's start with thought grouping. Just like many other languages, English tends to break sentences into thought groups, adding short pauses between words that form different groups. Listen to the sentence again.
We watched as the sky turned from a soft blue to swirling yellows and bright oranges, ending in a dusky gray.
Now let's practice with a few other sentences. As you listen, remember that in written language, punctuation such as commas often corresponds to thought groups.
1. Jeremy rode through town like he owned the place. 2. You can make the mashed potatoes, I'll make the gravy. 3. You need to do 3 things: clean your room, put away your clothes, and wash the dishes. 4. I didn't think that you would remember to call me, but you did.
Now let's look at some pitch changes. Pitch changes are created by emphasizing the important words. Here are the most common words to change pitch on:
adverbs, adjectives, nouns, verbs, question words.
These words, called content words, will put the most drama in your speech. We usually de-emphasize helping verbs, pronouns, and prepositions, but sometimes these little words can be more important. For this exercise, we will focus on adverbs, adjectives, nouns, verbs, and question words. Listen again to this sentence.
We watched as the sky turned from a soft blue to swirling yellows and bright oranges, ending in a dusky gray.
Now, choose one word in each thought group that you think is the key to that thought, and give that word the most emphasis. Let's call this word the key word. Often, it is the final content word in each thought group that is the key word.
We watched as the sky turned from a soft blue to swirling yellows and bright oranges, ending in a dusky gray.
Some thought groups will have 2 key words that are equal in value, so both should be emphasized. Let's try practicing pitch changes and keywords in the same sentences as before, while incorporating the thought groups as well.
1. Jeremy rode through town like he owned the place. 2. You can make the mashed potatoes, I'll make the gravy. 3. You need to do 3 things: clean your room, put away your clothes, and wash the dishes. 4. I didn't think that you would remember to call me, but you did.
Now repeat these sentences, paying attention to thought groups and pitch changes on focus words.
1. When driving in dense fog, turn on your lights and drive very slowly. 2. If you like Latin music, you'll love this CD. 3. Has anyone ever told you that you look a little bit like Jerry Seinfeld? 4. The buses usually come every half hour, but on Sundays they only come on the hour. 5. If you like parades, you should go to the Rose Parade in Pasadena on the 1st of January.
The best way to continue to practice natural American English pronunciation is to listen closely for pauses between thought groups and pitch changes on important words when you listen to native speakers.